Kaylee Karloff, Christina Cudson, and, you know, we support, specifically regarding the trial date, we support the town of Portland and the town and village of Athens' proposed schedule, and I think, Your Honor, you mentioned that there would be some second round of intervener funding after initial public statement hearings are held, which we don't know when that will be, but presumably it won't be for a month or so. So by the time second round intervener funding, if any, is dispersed, it would be, you know, almost up into May. And the idea that, you know, then finally, whether there were new parties identified during the public statement hearing process or funding granted to parties like Sina Cupson and Riverkeeper after that for deployment of experts, that, you know, less than a month later we'd be in trial. It's clearly not enough time to get experts deployed, get them into, you know, the depth of the application and you know, prepare to go to trial on that. You know, maybe there's some wiggle room between June 17th and October 6th, but I think the idea of going to trial that soon for the intervener parties who are, to some extent at least, relying on that funding is just not realistic.
All right, thank you.
Your Honor, I wanted to just add for DEC that later in the afternoon yesterday, I did see the requested deadlines from the town of Cortland and Village. And I just want to clarify that we have no objections to extending the time. I think based on my experience with the Champlain Hudson Power Express project as well, the Scenic Hudson Riverkeeper, and all of the interveners provided really valuable input to the project, ultimately I think making the project much better. So I think if as they're stating that they need more time to gear up and to properly prepare testimony and be able to ask the applicant questions about all of the alternatives that they've offered, which are significant, upland and in river, then if additional time is needed, we have no objections to that.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I would just like to observe that I think there's an over-reliance being made by some parties on the Champlain-Hudson experience, not only because it was in the settlement model, but more importantly, that was a 300-mile project going through Lake Champlain, going around places in which there were PCB issues, going through some complicated detours through the Capital District, and on into the city of New York. A very different project with very many different issues and more complex issues, more parties involved. And so I think that is not a good model to be using for understanding what the scheduling needs are of this very different project.
Okay, and I think any comparisons to Champlain Hudson, I think are only because it's a significant Article 7 project that was recently approved by the commission that went through the process to conclusion. And your project as well is a significant project, even if it's not 350 miles.